All right. Well, let's turn in our Bibles, please, to the Gospel of Mark. Gospel of Mark, chapter 1. That's where I want to start. There are God has put in His Word what He's put in His Word. Almost an understatement here, for a reason. That's God's Word. But it's just so wonderful to see some of the records that are in God's Word that just show God's heart in a way that communicates to each one of us. We're going to look this morning at a few records regarding Peter. I love Peter. He's so awesome. And what you see is that where perhaps one of us might have kind of given up on Peter, Jesus Christ didn't. Not at all. Not at all. And he saw something. It's really wonderful. And when you see how Jesus Christ, handles people and how he did what he did, whose heart are you seeing? You're seeing God's heart. And these are just great, great things to remember. I think that one of the things that sort of sometimes creeps in to our walks with God is that somewhere along the line we get the idea that we need to have it all together, that I need to look like I have it all together, and that if I don't have it all together, I'm not believing or something. Did you ever hear such a thing? Yeah. Well, what we see in these records here is we just see a man who was an awesome man. And we'll see a little bit of his heart, too. He reminds me of David in some ways. Peter wasn't perfect. He wasn't perfect, but he was awesome. He was just an awesome man. And what we see is he really loved God. And he did some silly things, but he loved Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ entrusted him with some things. And we'll see that too. But I wanted to start here in the Gospel of Mark, in chapter 1. This is the record of when he is called to be a disciple. Later on, he would be chosen out from among the disciples to be an apostle. That takes place later. But here in Mark chapter 1, in verse 16, it says, "Now as he," referring to Jesus Christ, "walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon," that's Peter, "he saw Simon and Andrew his brother casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, Come, ye after me, and I will make you become fishers of men. And straightway they forsook their nets and followed him. And when he had gone a little further thence, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who also were in the ship, mending their nets. And straightway he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the ship with the hired servants and went after him." That's kind of a wild mind picture. Here's dad working with the sons and they take off. Anyway. So they went after him in verse 21, "And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority, and not as the scribes." Now, Peter is here. He's here with Jesus Christ. Okay? And he stays with Jesus Christ, and we'll see. We're not going to go through all of it, but they do like a little itinerary around Galilee. He's going to see some things. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace and come out of him." Basically, shut up and come out. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commands he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him." Peter was there. He saw this stuff. And immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the region round about Galilee. But forthwith when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now they're going to Peter's house. Okay? But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever. And anon they tell him of her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her. And she ministered unto them. Okay? So this took place in Peter's house. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
And at even, when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils. And all the city was gathered together at the door, and he healed many that were sick of divers or many diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not or allowed not the devils to speak, because they knew him. They knew who he was. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed. And Simon and they that were with him followed after him. Isn't that something? And then they sought him. And what they shared was, there are a lot of people trying to, they're looking for you, Jesus. Now, I want you to look at Luke. We're going to go to Luke. Matthew, Mark, Luke, chapter 5. So, that was Peter initially being called. And right out of the gate, getting to go with Jesus Christ and see these incredible miracles, hear him teach like that with authority, like they'd never heard before. You know, he didn't teach like the scribes. Not at all. And he got to see all this stuff. Luke chapter 5. This is after those things that we've read, that we just read. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him, Jesus Christ, to hear the word of God. Isn't that something? To hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. That's also Sea of Galilee. And saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. Okay? So the fishermen weren't in the boats. They were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him, or asked him, that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Okay? So somewhere along the line, Peter had you know, gone with his brother and James and his brother, and they fished. And we're going to find out they'd been fishing all night long. Okay? Jesus Christ shows up in the morning, and this massive crowd, they're pressing on him to hear God's word. So, can I use your boat? Simon lets him. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught." And Simon, answering, said unto him, "Master, we have..." Now, this is so human. Just pay attention here. He calls him Master. And so he was. "Master, we've toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I'll let down the net. That's what he said. And basically what you're seeing here is, look, I'm the fisherman. Now, I know this stuff. I know this stuff. And the reason I love this record is because sometimes we do this stuff. We think we know something. Did you ever do that? You know, sometimes God will work something in you that is so different from what you think you know. You know, what do I do with that? And that's why I love these records. Peter was a fisherman. He'd been doing it a long time. Jesus Christ wasn't a fisherman, but he was Jesus Christ. Right? And Peter had seen Jesus Christ teach. He had seen him speak with authority and speak words that resulted in devils coming out of people, people being delivered. He'd seen this thing. And that's who was saying to Peter, why don't you cast your nets into the sea? And we also know that when Jesus Christ said something, where was he getting those words? Yeah. See?
Pretty awesome. So Simon answering said to him, Master, look, I toiled all night, I've taken nothing, nevertheless at thy word I'll let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes. Now Jesus Christ had said, let down your nets, and Peter let down his net. Okay? Because you said to do it, okay? And they beckoned unto their partners. That was James, John, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both ships, so that they began to sink. That's some fish.
This is great. Verse 8. This is what I wanted to get to. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. See? For he was astonished, and all that were with him at the draught of fishes which they had taken. You know, what Peter realized just like that was that he had questioned Jesus Christ. And he instantly saw how wrong he was. Depart from me. I shouldn't even be here with you. Isn't that something? What heart? You know, he didn't complain. He saw it. It just reminds me of David at different points in his life. Peter wasn't perfect. See? Isn't that awesome? Here's Jesus Christ. He says, depart from me, for he was astonished, and all that were with him at the draught of the fishes that were taken. So was James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, yeah, I know. No. He said, fear not. Fear not. From henceforth thou shalt what? Catch men. Isn't that something? And when they had brought their ships to land, they what? It's the second time. Second time. Isn't that something? They forsook all and followed him. It's interesting. Let's go to, we're not going to get through all of these, but this man, Peter, this is the guy. Maybe I'll just story time a few of these. You're familiar with the record. Let's just read this one. This is so great. Mark 14. Matthew, Mark. We're just going to read a couple of verses. But I just love this. It's in Mark chapter 14. I think it's in Mark chapter 14. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Matthew 14. Mark 14 has nothing to do with what I wanted to show you. Matthew 14. This is such a great record. Great record to spend some time with, actually. Is it Matthew 14? Boy, I'm batting 1,000 here. Okay, I'm going to story time. This is the record I'm looking for is when Jesus Christ had told his men to get in the boat and he was on the shore praying and a storm came up. And Jesus Christ walked to them on the water?
14. It's 14.
Is it 14?
Yeah, 22.
Thank you.
It's
Ah, there we go. He constrains him to get into the ship in verse 22. Verse 25, and in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And the disciples saw him walking on the sea, and they were troubled, saying, it's a spirit. They cried out for fear. But straightway, Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it's I. Be not afraid. Now, you got to picture this. There's a storm. It's at night. Now, you know, it's hard. Jimmy would know what this looks like, because they're up where there are maybe a lot of lights. But it's like really dark. You ever been in that kind of dark? You know, and all of a sudden you see something? Somebody walking on the water? It's crazy. But Jesus spoke out and said, it's me. So you got this, these waves going on. It's a storm. It's a storm. That's, I just love this. So Peter, this is Peter's response. The rest of the guys, they say nothing. Peter speaks up. He says, okay, if it's you, bid me come on the water. Jesus Christ says, come on. That is incredible. And Peter walked on water. I have never walked on water. See, but Peter at his word. And you know, and he saw the winds and the waves boisterous, and he began to sink, and Jesus Christ pulled him out. And he just said, oh, thou of little believing. Man, you had it. You had it. Isn't that something? You had it. And, you know, but it's human. He was there walking on the water, and then he looked and he saw, and he began to doubt. See? And Jesus Christ didn't let him drown. How do you think Peter got back to the boat? He walked with Jesus Christ. That's how he got back. Isn't that something? You know, what a record. You know, and we just read where he said, get away from me, I'm a sinful man. Jesus Christ, you follow me. Let's go to, oh, I want to do this one real quick. Mark 16. Or, I'm sorry, Matthew 16. I keep wanting to go to Mark. Matthew 16. Verse, oh yeah. This is the record where Jesus Christ asked them, who do men say that I am? And verse 15, he said to Peter, or he said unto them, rather, the disciples, he said unto them, but whom say you that I am? And Simon answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Isn't that something? And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto you, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. Now watch this, and Jimmy, we just brought this up, we were talking before fellowship. You know, the rock that Jesus Christ would build it on was referring to him. But watch what happens here. This isn't saying, this record isn't saying, you know, Peter, you're nothing. I'm going to, watch the next verse. And unto what? Unto you. Isn't that something? Unto you. Will I give, I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Now, keys is used here as a figure of speech. Okay, what some groups have done with this is really pretty silly. It has made for some great jokes over the years, but it's just not true. He's not standing there at a golden gate, you know, silly. It's a figure of speech, and it basically means to open something. See? Unto you will I give the keys of the kingdom. See? And it's put for what opens something. And whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. And from that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how he must go into Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. And then Peter took him. He took him aside. He took Jesus Christ.
Christ's side. And he began to rebuke him. Peter, don't do it. Don't do it. He's going to rebuke Jesus Christ. But watch this. It's something. Be it far from thee, Lord. This shall not be unto thee. This is not going to happen. And he turned and he said, Peter, get behind me, Satan. You're an offense unto me. Wow. That's deep. Picture this. Jesus Christ, who just 2 minutes ago, you knew thou art the Christ. Jesus had just said to you, flesh and blood hasn't revealed this unto you, but God. And I'm giving you the kings of the heaven. Then you pull him aside and rebuke him, and he looks at you and says, get behind me, Satan. Isn't that something? See, because you savor the things of men, not of God. Wow. Wow. But you know what? 6 days later, Peter was one of the three chosen to go up to the Mount of Transfiguration. That's right. And he got to see that happen, where Jesus Christ was transformed in front of these men. Pretty awesome, huh? And you know what Peter does? He comes up with an idea. He comes up with an idea. He says, you know, this is so awesome, we should build three tabernacles. And it says, and while he is speaking, he didn't even finish saying it. He's interrupted by God. He just got rebuked by Jesus Christ, and now he's getting interrupted by God. And basically, God tells Peter, shut up, hear ye him. This is my beloved son, and whom I well please. Isn't that something? But, you know, it's beautiful. It's so beautiful. Have you ever stuck your foot in your mouth? Right? You never heard a voice out of heaven interrupt you, though, right? See, and you know, Peter was just a man, just like we are, you know, just like us. But you see how Jesus Christ just worked with him. It's just so awesome. Let's go to Matthew 26. And we're just going to read a few more here. It's fun to look at these things, isn't it, though?
Yeah.
It's just so awesome. Matthew 26. This is near, very close to the time where Jesus Christ is going to hand himself over. And in verse 30, he says, and when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. So they're heading in the direction of the garden here. Then said Jesus unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. You're going to stumble. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered abroad. But after I'm risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. And Peter answered and said unto him, though all men shall be offended because of thee, everybody else can stumble. Everybody else. I will not. I will not. Jesus said unto him, verily, I say unto thee that this night, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And Peter said unto him, though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. I will not. I would die before I would do that. Isn't that something? And then they go to the garden. You know, but see, this was honest. This is the kind of man Peter was. He meant it. He did. He meant it. I'll die before I'll deny you, Lord. See? That's how he was built. But he was a man. You know? I want you to turn to Luke 22. Jesus Christ, when he handed himself over, was taken. And he was beaten very severely. They put a bag over his head. you know, did their thing and, you know, prophesied who's hitting you now, that somebody else had hit him and somebody else had hit him. And that went on for quite a bit of time. And then he was being led through the court, and Peter, I believe at this point, was in the courtyard. And I just can't imagine. Ah, makes me cry thinking about it, because I know the kind of man he was. You know, you can read it from the Word. But in verse, Luke 22. Where am I? 70? Nope.
58.
Thank you. And after a little while, another saw him and said, "Thou art also of them." And Peter said, "Man, I am not." And about the space of 1 hour, another confidently affirmed, saying of a truth, "This fellow who was with him was a Galilean man." And Peter said, "Man, I know not what thou sayest." And immediately while he yet spake, the cock crew. I see, I can't just. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he'd said unto him, "Before the cock crow." And Peter went out and, you know, wept bitterly. I don't think really communicates what was going on in that man's heart. Because he was not a wimp. He was a tough guy. And when he said, "I'm willing to die," he meant he was willing to die. See? Isn't that something? And then a look, you know, at his Lord. It's incredible. But you watch how Jesus Christ works with them. It's just so awesome. We're going to go to John 21. You know, Jesus Christ, of course, was crucified, and God got him up from the dead 3 days and three nights later. Peter didn't know what to make of it. He was behind closed doors for fear of the Jews. And he ran to the sepulcher twice. From what I can see in God's word, he was the first of the apostles that Jesus Christ showed himself to. When the men came back from the road to Emmaus, they were told that the Lord had shown himself to Simon. You know, after denying Jesus Christ like that, for him to be the first, you know, that Jesus Christ went to, that communicates something, doesn't it? It's just something. But we're going to go to John 21. I just need to turn there. And this is a record I think many of you are familiar with. This is the third time Jesus Christ will say to Peter, "Follow me." That's recorded anyway. Verse 3 of John 21, "And Simon Peter said unto him, I'm going fishing." By now he'd seen Jesus Christ in his resurrected body. He'd seen him appear in the midst of them. Peter, "I'm going fishing." They said unto him, "We're going with you." And they went forth and entered into a ship immediately. And that night they caught nothing. Sound familiar? And when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. And Jesus said unto them, "Children, you got anything to eat?" And they answered, "Nope." And he said unto them, "Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find." And they cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. You think some things are starting to go off in Peter's head right about now? Therefore the disciples whom Jesus loved, therefore is therefore what? Because this guy said, "Cast your net." They cast their net. They'd been fishing, hadn't caught anything, and wham, it's full. Therefore, they said unto Peter, "Whoa, that's the Lord." See? Isn't that something? Watch this. This is so awesome. "Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and he cast himself into the sea." Isn't that something? He didn't even wait for the rest of the disciples took the boat in.
Peter, he's sweating. Oh, it's just so awesome. Anyway, as soon as they were come to the land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. And Jesus said unto them, bring of the fish which you've now caught. And Simon Peter went up and drew the net to the land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Net didn't break this time. Jesus Christ said, cast the net over. And isn't that something? Jesus said unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, who are you? Knowing that it was the Lord. And Jesus then cometh and took bread and gave them, and fish likewise. Now, this is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, love thou me more than these? He said unto him, yea, Lord, you know that I love thee. And he said unto them, feed my lambs. He said unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said unto them, feed or shepherd my sheep. Verse 17. And he said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Now Peter was grieved because he had said unto him the third time. Asked him for the third time. And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. You know that I love thee. And Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when you were young, you girdest or you dressed yourself and walked where you would. That's true, isn't it? We saw a little bit of that with Peter. It's really something. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, what? Follow me. That's something. Third time. Follow me. You know, it was Peter on the day of Pentecost that stood. You know, when they accused them of being drunk. And we only see a little bit of what he said, which was from God. This is that which was prophesied by the prophet Joel. And Peter walking through. But then it says later on in that record, with many words, he testified and exhorted. With many words. And the result of those many words were, I believe it was 3,000 that day. 3,000 were saved. It was Peter that opened the door to the church, to the kingdom of God. Isn't that something? And it was first made available to the Judeans. Many, many years later, in Acts chapter 10, it was Peter that would speak to the Gentiles and open the door to the Gentiles via the house of Cornelius. That's something. Peter went from a man being behind closed doors to a man who stood and said, hearken to me. That's what he said. Hearken to me. Jesus Christ never gave up on him. That's something. And Peter still wasn't perfect. There's a record in Galatians 2 where Peter caused a great deal of division to take place in the city of Antioch. And a number of men had to go to Jerusalem and get some things straightened out. You know, wasn't perfect. But I'll tell you what, then we landed the books of 1st and 2nd Peter. Isn't that something? See, sometimes things get a little ugly, but it's where you go, it's where you land. And that's where I want to close. 1st Peter chapter 1. But you just see how Jesus Christ so lovingly works with this man. And there are other examples in God's Word. But you just see God's heart. And when you start to see this kind of stuff, you become less fearful about you
about you having everything together, about you not making mistakes. You just become less fearful of that. And it makes you willing to become a little more open with your God. That when you go to your God in prayer, when you bare your heart before Him, you can just be a little more honest, a little more open, because He knows. Isn't that something? It's okay. Now, if Jesus Christ had just let Peter sink and swim his own back to the boat, maybe it'd be a little different. But that's not what happened. See? He continued to work with them and teach them, and that's exactly what God does with us today. 1 Peter chapter 1, elect, verse. Well, let's read verse 1, I guess. Paul, or Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy. Do you think Peter understood a little bit about abundant mercy? Begotten us, or born us again, unto a lively hope, a living hope, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept or guarded by the power of God through believing unto a salvation, or for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness or in grief through many temptations, that the trial or the proving or the test of your believing. Do you think Peter had some experiential knowledge of what that was? He was rebuked by Jesus Christ. He was interrupted by God. But see, he stood. And you just see his love. And it wasn't that he was perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but he loved God and he loved his Lord. See, and that's the kind of thing that, you know, when you stumble, you get out, you come out of it. See? Because God will work in you. God's faithful. You know that. You love him. Boom. Off you go. Isn't that something? That the trial of your believing, being much more precious than that of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Ah! Boy, you know, how thrilling it must have been for Peter to get the revelation to write these words that we've just read. Ah! You know? Just incredible. Just incredible. So, let's be thankful. Okay? And sometimes we just need to lighten up on our own selves. And really look to God and keep our eyes on Him. Okay? So that's what I wanted to share this morning. So I'm going to pray.